Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here. Let's get back to the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm sure at some point today we'll get back to Darren Peterson. Darren Peterson is out for today's game against Duke. I'm disappointed, to be completely honest with you guys. I wanted to see Darren Peterson go up against Cameron Boozer. These are the two guys who are projected to potentially be the number one overall pick. A.J. DeBanstead, he plays at BYU. Those are the three top players. So I'm disappointed that we didn't get a chance to see the two best players potentially in college basketball go head-to-head today. It was going to be a lot of fun. It was the marquee game of the day, maybe the best game that we have so far in the non-con season, seeing those two guys go up against one another. And Darren Peterson is not going to be able to go in this one. Let's get back to the Kansas City Chiefs. Here is friend of the show, Danny Parkins, on First Things First. He said Mahomes was bad on Sunday.
I didn't recognize number 15 on the Chiefs. I picked the Chiefs. I bet the Chiefs. I was shocked by it also. And I'm not willing to be as apocalyptic as some and say that like the dynasty is over or anything ridiculous like that. I do think the playoffs is a legitimate conversation, but the most shocking thing about that game to me was that Bo Nix outplayed Mahomes. Like, and we can talk about specifics of Bo Nix. Mahomes was bad. And I know that Broncos defense is awesome, but like Andy Reid with extra time to prepare in a virtual must-win game, great offensive coach, great offensive talent. They've fixed their offensive line. They've got the receivers. Like, the numbers are one thing, and we should show them just to, like, it's empirical that he was outplayed by Bo Nix. But I didn't recognize Mahomes.
I don't want to come off as overreacting to what happened on Sunday or their start. I don't feel that way. But this is where I have to disagree with Danny just a little bit. The dynasty conversation, I would say it's not closed yet. But if you are telling me that with a 30-year-old quarterback, your team outright misses the postseason, and it is not like they missed the postseason because Mahomes was hurt. You remember, there was a year in which the Patriots missed the postseason. That was the Matt Castle year. So remember, Tom Brady tore his ACL in the first game of the season, and then they missed the postseason. Yeah, you get an asterisk for that. But every year that Tom Brady was a starting quarterback for the New England Patriots, they made the postseason. Again, maybe this will be unfair, but the team that we have compared the Chiefs the most to over the last 7 years has been the New England Patriots. If you get blown out the way they got blown out in the Super Bowl, and then you turn around and then outright miss the postseason, please stop talking about the Patriots to me. Now, we can make the point that the Patriots played in an easier division that certainly played a part of it, but we saw enough Tom Brady in these games. If the Patriots needed to win 6 of their last 7 to make the postseason, Tom would have figured out how. Bill would have figured out how to do it. We had 20 years of data. Now, the Patriots didn't win the Super Bowl every year, so that's not the expectation every year is you got to go to the Super Bowl. But the expectation when you got a healthy, in his prime Patrick Mahomes and you think you got the best coach in a league that is centered around coach and quarterback, you cannot miss the postseason. Not because you missed the postseason because of Jacksonville. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about that the Chiefs could potentially miss the postseason because they weren't better than Liam Cohen and Trevor Lawrence. Or they lost the postseason because of C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans. Like, that's what we're talking about. Let's say that Buffalo makes it. Let's say that the Chargers end up making it. So we're talking about them either grabbing that sixth or that seventh spot. Well, who would they lose the spot out to? Jacksonville or Houston is what we're talking about. So, yeah, I'm done having the dynasty conversation. That's not to say they can't go back to another Super Bowl, and you can obviously restart dynasties. The Patriots did that. The Patriots really had two dynasties kind of smushed into one. They had one run where they won all the championships. They kept making the postseason, but they would lose. They lost to Peyton. They lost to Mark Sanchez a couple of times. They lost to Flacco. They lose here. They lose there. And then they had another run of gobbling up championships. So I'm not saying the run is over. But the dynasty that we have been celebrating in the 5 and 6 years, and no, it's over. If they miss the playoffs, everybody cannot come back next year. That's mandatory. That needs to come down from the owner. Hey, we have had a fantastic run with this group, but everybody is not coming with us anymore. What just happened here, for whatever reason, is unacceptable. So that's where I would disagree a little bit with Danny there. So I don't think you got to be all doom and gloom, but right now I think you're putting the Chiefs' feet to the fire by saying you guys better make the postseason. Obviously, Andy's not going anywhere. Pat's not going anywhere. But you got to start having some serious conversations about who's on the team next year if this team can't rally with a favorable schedule down the final 7 weeks of the season and can't put together a 6-1. Everybody is expecting it. Vegas is expecting it. The rest of the AFC, everybody is expecting the Chiefs to figure this thing out at some point. If they don't figure it out, it's going to be because of the power structure and something is off at One Arrowhead Drive. And how do they get that back? So that is Danny. Here is Damian Woody of Get Up. Here's what he said about the Chiefs.
I think the aura is gone in Kansas City. Mm. I really do. I think this is a team where, you know, it's kind of like, you know, New England from the past, where in New England, you used to, half the battle was mental going up against that team. But I think now these teams, you know, team going into this game is like, the hell with Kansas City. Mm. Like we saw last year, they won a bunch of one-score games on their way to Super Bowl and then getting shellacked by the Philadelphia Eagles. Guess what? This year, they're 0-5 in one-score games. They're not able to finish these type of games. I don't think teams are scared of the Kansas City Chiefs anymore. They don't create explosive play. They got all their guys. All that we've been talking about, you know, getting Rashee Rice back, Hollywood Brown, Xavier Ware, all these guys, they still can't create explosive plays, still can't protect Patrick Mahomes. That Denver Broncos team, that in particular that defense, got after his behind.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Postseason with the Patriots and the Bucs, he was healthy in both of those seasons. I mean, he was 43 years old in his last season when he missed it with the Bucs, and he was 25 years old when they lost it in New England. He was 25 years old. I mean, he wasn't Tom Brady yet. I'm talking about at 30. You want to know what Tom Brady was doing? He was 30 years old. He threw for 4,800 yards, 50 touchdowns, and they went undefeated. That's how old Patrick Mahomes is. So we don't have to compare where Tom was as a sixth round, 199th pick, just happy to be there as starter, to when Tom became Tom, when he became TB12, when he became the GOAT, when we were talking about him like he is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. That is where Pat is. So we can't spend all offseason talking about how Pat's only competition is Joe Montana and Tom Brady, and now that he's 30 years old in the prime of his career and potentially missing the postseason, we're comparing him to Tom's first 15 games as a starter. No, I'm not doing that. We've been talking about this team like a dynasty. Like, they are one of the greatest teams of all time. They are on the ropes right now, missing the postseason. They don't have any of the tiebreakers against the team that they need. So, again, it's not over. They just got to start winning games. It's that simple. They got 7 playoff games the rest of the way, and 4 of them were against playoff teams in the AFC. They got Indianapolis coming up on Sunday. They got Denver again on Christmas night. And they play the Chargers in the middle of the winter. They play them in the December 14th. It's going to be, I'm guessing, cold outside for a team that doesn't have their starting left tackle and their starting right tackle. And I just saw them get the brakes beat off them on Sunday by the Jacksonville Jaguars. So it is right there. If the Chiefs that we have talked about and know and believe and seen all of these people, they need to figure out a way to put it together, because the schedule is tailor-made for them to do so. They got Tennessee and Houston at home. They don't have another big road game the rest of the way. They got one big road game the rest of the way. It's against the Cowboys. Other than that, all of their important games are going to be at Arrowhead, where you assume that they have the advantage the rest of the way. So, Rob, no, I'm not letting the text line do this. I'm sorry. We've spent way too much time comparing Patrick Mahomes to Tom Brady. Tom wasn't missing the playoffs when he was 30 years old in the middle of his career. He missed it early in his career when he was a game manager, and he missed it when he was on the brink of being divorced in his final season in the NFL. That ain't like right now.
Are you sure he ever missed in Tampa Bay? Like, I thought he went
that last year. Yeah, that last year they went 8-9. That last year,
but
he
didn't
was
they
there.
Didn't they win the South and go to the playoffs and play the Cowboys and lose in the first round? I thought they won the division that year at 8-9. They were one of those weird 8-9 losing the wild card. Because I thought his last game was getting smoked by Dak Prescott at home. Maybe I'm confusing it, but I agree with you. Yes, semantically, Brady has missed the postseason in his career. He didn't miss it at 30. At 30 years old, I'm betting he was an MVP candidate and the Patriots were the best team in the NFL. Mahomes, on the heels of a 15-2 and all offseason being told it's a revenge tour for Mahomes, to turn around and fail to make the postseason would be just a cataclysmic failure for his legacy. Not just for the team, but for his legacy, because it's one thing to not win the division. You win, go in as a wild card, that's life. Not make the postseason? Andy Reid's only missed the postseason once here, and to not do it with Mahomes would be, yes, cataclysmic failure.
Yeah, because looking at it right now, Brady, when they were 30, that was the undefeated year. The next year, remember that first game, oddly enough, it was against the Chiefs. Remember, that was the Bernard Pollard hit, so he only played in one game that year. And then he came back at 32, and they went back to being the Patriots that year. So, yeah, this is the prime. And as I said off the open, man, Pat has everything. Last offseason, all I heard was, hey, well, we didn't win the Super Bowl because we didn't have a left tackle. Remember, that's what everybody said. We would have won. We didn't have a left tackle. They went out and got a left tackle, a guy who was playing like a Pro Bowler before he was missing for personal reasons. Everybody told me that Rashee Rice is the top 5 receiver in the league. They got him back. They got Xavier Worthy back. Travis Kelce is playing some of the best football he's played in the last 3 years. I just don't want to hear it. They got everything they need. They got the coach. They got the quarterback. They got the best defensive coordinator in the history of the National Football League. They got the pieces. The Chiefs have everything that they need currently on their team to put it together to go make the postseason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.